Well, it's happening, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Fitness Dad podcast. And a couple of things to clarify before we get started. I am out walking the dogs. It's not a very windy day, so sound quality should be pretty good, but there's a chance that I'll get interrupted by a barking dog, other dog walkers, you know, usual sort of stuff that you kind of come across on a dog walk, which you wouldn't know if you didn't have a dog. Anyway, kind of going off on a bit of a tangent here. So in today's episode, what we're going to talk about is something that's kind of, that I try and get all of my clients to do, and I do myself. And I've been working on myself recently because I'll be honest with you, it's one of my own big drawbacks with my own diet that I needed to change to kind of be able to break through this barrier of like I'm at a certain weight and I just can't seem to get past it. I want to lose a little bit of weight and I've broken the back of it. And this weekend, something happened, well, the past couple of weekends, it's sort of like just really made me realize that this approach really works, and changing this one thing, and it really fits into a lot of the ethos around my coaching, which is about changing your behaviors and your mentality around food, around dieting, so that it will be a permanent lifestyle change. You'll lose the weight, you'll manage to maintain it, because this is now how you act around food. This is your new behaviors, your new habits around food. And it is simple. It is the less you have something, the more you enjoy it, right? And that sounds easy. And it sounds obvious. Maybe it doesn't sound obvious. Maybe you think, actually, the more I have something, the more I'm going to enjoy that thing. When actually, it's the less you have something, the more you're going to enjoy that thing. In terms of, and we're looking at dieting in particular here, and we're looking at, so let's put it into context, right? So one of my own biggest drawbacks with my diet, which is a big drawback for a lot of people, and a big problem that a lot of people have, is just overindulging too much when you decide to have those things that we really love the taste of, but there's not really that much nutritional benefit. You know, and that's maybe alcohol, that's chocolate, dessert, cakes, biscuits, crisps, all that kind of stuff. This weekend, we went out, had to try and get my laptop fixed because my 9-year-old son broke the screen on it. So I took it to this shop, which we booked into. Anyway, got there, couldn't actually fix the laptop. Well, they could, but they said it would be sent off. It's basically going to take about 14 days. Anyway, the cost of it, all that kind of stuff. And again, guys, I'm kind of diverging from the point here. But anyway, we were in Windsor, which is where this place was. And in Windsor, they have a donut time. Now, I don't know if you've ever had a donut time. I put this thing on my poll yesterday about, you know, what do people prefer, donut time or Krispy Kreme? Because there's also a Krispy Kreme there. I went to donut time and Katie went and got a Krispy Kreme. And it's this common thing, which is a mistake that we've often made with stuff like Krispy Kreme, donut time. And it's also down to kind of their marketing. You know what it's like? A lot of the time it works out cheaper overall if you actually buy more. So then you get enticed into buying like Krispy Kreme dozen box, or at donut time, I don't know what the deals are, but let's just say 4 donuts works out cheaper per donut. And obviously you look in the window and there's so many that look so good, you can't decide which one to have. So you get 4. Then what happens is you get home, you kind of crack through all 4 of them, or try to, feel disgustingly sick and full, and actually just feel horrendous for eating that whole box of Krispy Kremes or those 4 donut time donuts. And you don't actually feel that good because you're stuffed full, you're probably bloated, you maybe feel a bit guilty because you ate so much of that stuff. It's just cost you a load of money. Maybe you've wasted some of it because you got so full that you couldn't eat any more. Now you're just sitting there on the sofa feeling sick because you just stuffed your face with this stuff. And this is where, like, this weekend, and something I've been working on my own diet and something I get clients to work on, is this kind of like, more is not always better, okay? So I went to donut time. I picked one donut, looked in the window, there's loads, they all look really good. But I just picked one, right? Well, I'm gonna have that one, okay? Don't care if it's cheaper, if I buy four, all that kind of stuff. I just want one, because that's a better option moving forward from a weight loss perspective, weight maintenance perspective, health perspective, waste, food waste perspective. It's just better. So had one, went away, ate three quarters of it, and my daughter ate the other quarter. She was kind of sharing it with me, and we realized actually she's a Donut Time fan and not a Krispy Kreme fan. And I felt okay afterwards. I had enough. Right, I've eaten that, I've eaten three quarters of that. There's still a bit left, but I don't need it. I feel pretty full, I feel pretty satisfied. So my daughter finished the rest of it. Now, I would have been the sort of person that would have got four, would have tried to eat all four, probably would have eaten all four, and just felt horrendous afterwards, and actually not really enjoyed that experience. But now, because I know I only had that one, I enjoyed every bite of it so much more. I paid more attention to what I was actually consuming. And afterwards, I felt satisfied. You know, satisfied that kind of sugar craving, had something really nice. Okay, that was good. Now I'm sort of not feeling too full. And then later on was, you know, in a good place to have dinner and felt fine. But from obviously the weight loss and weight maintenance point of view, it's also good because I've only had one and not four. And it's understanding that actually sometimes, well, most of the time, having less is actually better. You think to yourself, ah, but if I'm going to have a donut, I might as well go for all four. It's like, no, you don't have to. It's going to be much better and you're going to find a much better balance by just having the one. Because the other thing you notice when you get four donuts is that the second one never tastes as good as the first one. Because you've already had that initial bite, that initial hit of, oh, that's so good. And this, by the time you're cracking into the second one, you're starting to already feel a bit full, but you're not really listening to your body. So you're kind of getting overly full and feeling a bit sick. And maybe by the time you get to like the third one, maybe the guilt is starting to kick in that this wasn't such a good idea, but then you carry on because you feel like it's a waste because you've just spent like 15 quid on four donuts. So it's learning that actually less is more, okay? I'm going to enjoy that one a lot more. Then next time when I'm back in somewhere that has a donut time, I can get one of the other flavors that I saw that I like the look of. And I'll probably enjoy that. And then it'll be like, oh, that one I had last time was actually better. So next time I'm going to try this one. And you enjoy the whole experience of it a lot more. And it's a much healthier mindset to get into with your diet. And these are the long-term behaviors that you want to change. It's kind of like drinking. It's like on a summer's day, there's nothing that tastes better than that first pint of beer. It's ice cold, it's refreshing. It just tastes lovely. You have the second one, yeah, maybe you get a little bit of the same feeling, but nothing tastes as good as the first one. And then obviously by the time you get onto the fourth, fifth, sixth, if you go that far, all the kind of negative starts to come into it. Obviously you get drunk, costs you more money, and the chances of you waking up the next day feeling like crap is going to be higher. The other side to drinking more is obviously the more calories in it, but then your behaviors around food often change when you're feeling a bit tipsy, so you end up consuming more calories through food as well, because you kind of go, screw it, I'm not that bothered about losing weight, I'm in a great mood, da 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 da. So it's like looking at things and actually realizing that sometimes less is more. And that when it comes to your diet as well, like I've also been changing, and I try and encourage clients to do the same thing, where we, you know, things like that, you limit them. This way, you limit them, okay? So that was on a Sunday afternoon, then maybe on a Friday night, I would have had something sweet and chocolatey. Again, something that I've chosen to wait until then to indulge on, that doesn't like necessarily it's not about eating it because it's good for you, it's healthy. It's more about eating it because it tastes good and it feels good when you eat it. Like, but limit the amount of times you do that. So I was to have a donut every single day. One, it's not going to be great for your diet, is it? Because I don't even know how many calories are in one. I'm guessing probably per donut, it's probably like three to 500, maybe changes depending on what one you get. And so if you have one every day, your chances of kind of being overweight is going to be higher because you're consuming that. But also the novelty of it goes down and the enjoyment of it goes down because you have it way more often. Limit how often you have these things. You know, don't say you can't have them. Choose to have them less. And by choosing to have them less, when you do have that thing, you enjoy it so much more. That is one of the key parts to this and turning this into a long-term thing, is choosing to have something less actually massively ramps up your enjoyment of that thing. Because it becomes more of a novelty. It becomes more of a, oh, look, we're going to Windsor. Oh, you know what, I have in Windsor, I have a donut time. Yes, I'm going to get one of those today. Having stuff like that all the time makes your diet way harder because it's going to be calorific. You know, it's not great for your long-term health having stuff like that day in and day out. But having it less often is going to hugely ramp up your enjoyment. So if you want to introduce a long-term behavior that is going to be able to make losing weight and maintaining a body weight you want to be at easier, and also massively improve your enjoyment of things, have it less. It works. Trust me. Anyway, that's the end of today's episode. I like kind of keeping these relatively short and sweet, easier for you to listen to, and just drop bits of information in there that you can go away and use. But thanks for tuning in. If you do want some help losing weight and you want some help getting out of that kind of yo-yo dieting rut that you're stuck in and actually working on long-term healthy behavior change around your diet that's going to allow you to lose weight and allow you to maintain that weight, then get in touch with me via email, head to the show notes, or pop me a direct message on Instagram, and let's have a little chat. Thanks for tuning in, and I will catch you in the next one.